Well, that was certainly entertaining.
That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, that was
awesome. That's a different national anthem than we're used to. That was not a recording, ladies and gentlemen. That was live right here in front of us, the guitar solo national anthem. That was pretty cool. Let's get set for high school basketball here on your power station for sports. Man, that's got me ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Right here, national anthem is done. We're ready for our starting lineups. Winner of this game, of course, takes on the Oscoda Owls coming up on Wednesday. Let's start with the starting lineups. The Tatlas area Braves will start Noah Hopkins, number 4. Quinton Clino, number 11. James Bond, number 12. Kyle Velasco, number 24. Caden Rosenau. Big key for the Braves today. Can't have that cold quarter. They've got to stay hot all the way through. They're going to win by shooting outside. It's what they do. They've got to make sure they stay hot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, if anyone listened to us on Friday, they went ice cold on that third quarter. They could not make a shot, whereas Ogama could not miss a shot. In any quarter, that can't happen. I mean, if that's any period of 8 minutes in this game, then Tawas will not win.
As for the Roscommon Bucks, we'll take you through their starting lineup a little bit more as it comes through. I can see the Tawas players who are sitting in front of us, so a little bit easier for me to point out who those are. As for Roscommon, they'll start number 0, senior Ben Hamina. They'll start number 1, a senior Mason Beaver. They'll start number 20, senior Mason Green. Number 21, senior Joshua Carub. And they'll start number 32, a junior Jack Patchen. So the first thing I see, that's 4 seniors in the starting lineup.
I was wondering if it was going to end with 5, but yep, you're right. It's 4 and 1. So it's a very upper-class starting 5 for the Bucks.
We are ready for basketball here on Hits FM as both teams have finished up their huddles. We are ready to head to the center circle and get this district quarterfinal underway between the Braves and the Bucks. Noah Hopkins will jump for the Braves, and Patchen will jump for Roscommon. The Braves will work right to left, tip controlled by Roscommon. Mason Green has it, swings left side for a 3, no good. Rebound pulled down on the offense by Roscommon. Kick out to Hamina. Hamina back out to Beaver. And this is where Roscommon will reset. They get a double screen for Beaver. Works into a mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Kyle Velasco and the Tatlas area Braves.
And nice hands there by Velasco to get that out of the air there. The Bucks were definitely ready to get that rebound.
Rosenau swings the right side to Velasco. Velasco will go back up top. That's James Bond. James Bond looks inside, nothing there. Standing up top goes right side, Clino. Clino back up top, Rosenau, and now here come the Braves again resetting. Rosenau has the basketball on the right wing. They've stayed on the right wing the entire possession so far. They have not moved the basketball off that right wing. Velasco, right corner, he'll drive baseline. Go up for a little mid-range jumper, no good. Got his own rebound. Bond's pass down low and stolen away by Roscommon, number 21. Carub takes that one away. Left wing 3, knock it down for number 22. I had 32 in the starting lineup. I was wrong. It's 22, senior Sawyer Griffiths, who scores that one.
Yeah, it was a great transition. Fast break. Another turnover here. It's going to be taken by number 20. That's Mason Green, pushed up to the number 0. Ben Hammond is going to cut inside. He's going to pick it up to the key. An air ball by number 22. That's going to be Sawyer Griffin. But actually returned to 21, and it's going to be shot right down the court. Easy bucket for number 0, Connor Perret.
Noah Hopkins.
I'm sorry. I had the Oscoda on my hand.
Noah Hopkins lays it up and in, makes it 3-2. Roscommon driving right side, kick out to Hamina. Hamina back up top for Beaver. 3-2. Roscommon. They have the basketball. Pull up jumper. Beaver. No rotation. No bucket. Layup off the offensive rebound. No good. And that might be a problem for the Braves as offensive rebounds. As they do clean this one up, Caden Rosenau will bring it up. Left side now. That's James Bond. Thought about the 3. Gets a screen from Clino. Now will launch the 3. Little bit off. And a rebound pulled down by Sawyer Griffiths of Roscommon. Griffiths thought about the pull-up three. Instead goes to Hamina. Hamina back up top. Griffiths spins into the lane. Hamina right side three. That one's way too long, and James Bond pulls down a rebound. 5:20 to go here in our first quarter. 3-2 Roscommon. A ball taken away from Rosenau. One-on-one to the rim. He'll just take the foul. And it will send number one, Mason Beaver, to the line to shoot two.
Great hustle there to make sure that bucket wasn't easy to force the free throws there on defense. A little turnover here in the early on in the first quarter. The ball isn't really staying in Tawas's hands very well. The bucket they got was that easy down the court toss. Got to get a little more control, I think, if you're the Braves. The first free throw will rim out and in, and for a miss on Mason Beaver, his first shot.
This game brought to you in part by Auto Tech of East Dallas, Lake Effects Hair Salon of Dallas City, Bay Party Store of East Dallas, Murphy Home Furnishings of East Dallas, and the Dallas Bay Insurance Agency
of East Dallas.
Second one good. Makes it 4-2, Roscommon. Down the court to the left corner. Bond to three. Knock it down.
And there's your golden gun. Bond with the three.
Makes it 5-4, Tawas. Right side, Griffiths for Roscommon. Up top, number 20. Left side now back up top to Hamina. Hamina drives inside through the contact. He'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, great job penetrating the defense there, forcing them to make contact or allowing you to get that shot off without any without any difficulty. It's going to force a second free throw attempt here early on in the first quarter. We got just under 5 minutes to go. Two fouls on Tawas, zero on the Bucks.
Hamina takes a couple of dribbles, spins, first free throw up. That one's good. Makes score tied at five.
Nothing but nylon.
If you're just joining us thinking this game is supposed to start at 7 p.m., we got it done a little early in game number one. So second free throw no good, but rebound pulled down by Noah Hopkins all the way in the corner. Almost another Roscommon offensive rebound. Rosenau has it right side and then stepped on the end line as there was a miscommunication between Rosenau and Nick Klein.
We have another turnover. That's three so far early on in this game for Tawas.
Klein checked in for Kyle Velasco. Right side, that is Beaver for Roscommon. Game tied at five. He'll drive baseline, kick out up top. Pump fake Hamina. He'll drive in, and again, he'll get fouled. And another attempt at the line here as Quinn Clino got a lot of arm. And Beaver, Hamina going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yep, it appears the Bucks are going to make this physical. They're going to take the inside, force this defense to either get ready to get set for those charges early or just put them on the line. The first free throw is going to be up, and it's going to be off the iron and out.
Still 5-5. Reuben Edwards checks in for the first time today. This is going to be possibly the first game this year Reuben Edwards will play all four quarters because he's not playing a JV game before this.
Right.
He doesn't have to worry about the five-quarter rule.
Exactly. And that could be a positive for Tawas.
Second free throw is good. Roscommon takes a 6-5 lead. And now they go into a 1-2-2 press. Edwards and Rosenau dribble through the press. Klein open left wing. Three, knock
the
it down.
The defender fell down and just kind of tripped over his own feet. Nice little attack of opportunity, we'll call it.
8-6, Tawas. Griffiths has it left wing for Roscommon. He'll drive inside, kick right side. That's Green. Green, a little pull-up mid-range jumper. Well short, and offensive rebound comes down to Hopkins off the air ball. Rosenau brings it up for the Braves. Goes behind his back. Right corner, Clino thought about the three. He'll drive, pull-up mid-range jumper. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Klein, and he will throw it off of the Roscommon Bucks. And it'll stay with the Tawas area Braves.
A beautiful move there by number 24. Caden Rosenau to get that defender off him. Then a no-look pass to the corner there. It was very, very impressive.
Klein will inbound, gets it to Clino in the corner, back up top Rosenau. He'll hand it off to Klein, get it back. Now he'll pull up for three straight away, no good, but rebound by Klein inside, goes up, pinned by the rim. Rebounded by Roscommon. New man into the game for the Bucks is Pratt. Pratt kick right side. Beaver a three. Off front rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Nick Klein and the Braves. Gets it up to Rosenau. Rosenau hands it off to Klein. Klein back up top. Rosenau, 3:13 to play here in our first quarter. 8-6 Taos. Klein down low to Hopkins at the block. Had it knocked out of his hand, and it'll stay down here with the Braves.
Yeah, aggressive defense there, not letting anything get, even those little small passes, not getting anything though, getting the hands in the way, getting arms in the lanes by the Bucks.
Klein will inbound, and he threw it away. Threw it past Caden Rosenau. That'll be another turnover. And Roscommon gets the basketball, trailing by two. 8-6 Taos, 5 minutes into this one.
Yeah, very fast pace for both teams. They're not really keeping for shots. They're trying to just force the issue early and often.
Drive inside, mid-range jumper, Beaver off the window, no good. Like rebound that. Pulled down by Hopkins. We were told Mason Beaver's going to shoot a lot of mid-range jumpers, and that he has.
Yes, sir.
He takes a step in and launches. Rosenau has it left side, gets a screen from Kleino and a switch. Up top, Hopkins, right side, Klein, open right wing three, it's short. But an offensive rebound, Quinn Kleino. Back up top to Klein. Right side, Kleino drives baseline. Bounce pass, Hopkins lays it in.
Excellent body movement, excellent ball control, ball movement there. Clinical.
Right side for Roscommon, that's Hamina. Hamina drives inside, but a timeout right before the layup. So with 2:16 to play in the first, 10-6 Taos on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Lakeview Manor Healthcare Center of Taos City, and Napa Auto Parts of East Taos, Augray, and Oscoda. Roscommon basketball trailing 10-6 to the Taos area Braves. Hamina drives inside, kick out top. Now it's Pratt who has it. Keaton Pratt hop step in the lane, and then a little toss down low. New man in, number three. That is Bigford, and Bigford lays it up and in. Taos will work their way through the press. Reuben Edwards kick to the corner. Hopkins a three. That's too long. And a rebound pulled down by Hamina. Hamina to Beaver. Back to Hamina as they get it across. Pass down low to Green. Green to Bigford. Back down low to Green. Spins in the lane. Goes up and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, a little desperation effort there trying to get the ball and just got a little too much of the offensive player there, Mason Green.
You can tell the Braves have a lot of energy.
They
These
do,
fouls
absolutely.
Are just pure energy.
Yeah, it's actually kind of nice to see. We're wondering how they would come off of the loss on Friday, and they've come off really well.
First free throw, no good. Man, Roscommon could have the lead here if they can make free throws, but they just haven't been able to do it.
Yeah, I don't think either person has made both. I think it's either been 1-1.
Green second free throw. That one rimmed out as well. Rebound pulled down by Hopkins of the Braves. Taos leads 10-8, 90 seconds remaining in the quarter. Up top, Edwards. Edwards drives inside. Pass down low to Hopkins, who lays it up and in. Six early points for Noah Hopkins.
A surgical penetration there into the paint. Gets that pass off wide open.
Getting the defense to commit to Edwards. Drive inside, Green, and he is fouled on the floor. But Edwards able to get the defense to commit to him. And then it's a 2-on-1, and he's making the right decision. The freshman is flipping it down to Hopkins.
Yeah, absolutely. Now with 1:12 left in the quarter, both are in the bonus. Anyone gets a foul, it's going to be shots.
Roscommon does not have a foul.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's
yet.
Timeouts.
That's timeouts.
Roscommon has zero.
Right. First free throw is good. That's Green who's at the line. Mason Green, senior.
They've only made one bucket, right? The Bucks? And the rest of all their free throws.
Oh, they have buckets, a three by Griffiths, and the layup by Bigford is two for two at the line there for Green. Makes it 12-10 Taos. Rosenau will dribble through the pressure. Final minute of our first quarter. Left side, Klein. Guarded by Griffiths. Klein drives baseline. Cross-court pass picked off by Pratt. Here comes Roscommon. Pratt with the basketball up top. loses it, and it's grabbed by Hopkins, who just throws it out ahead. Rosano into the lane. He stops, and he is fouled on the floor. And so Dallas will get the basketball underneath.
Yeah, with five fouls or four fouls to give, why not? You know, make sure the bucket isn't easy. Get your defense set here. Smart move by the Bucks.
Klein will inbound underneath. Goes to the corner to Edwards. Edwards will dribble out some space. And yet now finally. You wondered how long it was going to take for the officials will let you put a body on a dribbler for a good second or two while he's dribbling. Well, there's going to about that two count, and Bigford's going to pick up a blocking foul here.
And in general, the Bucks are bigger than the Braves. Usually, most.
Edwards drives inside, lays it up, got it with the foul.
That was great contact, trying to impede the shot. It goes in, and an end-one opportunity for the young Edwards.
Edwards had great body control, leaning back, kind of kicked that foot out. And he's going to get one more at the line. The Braves lead 14-10.
James Bond's going to come in for Rose now.
Edwards at the line trying to complete the three-point play. That one's off to the right. But an offensive rebound by Hopkins, who saves it back in. To Roscommon, stolen by Edwards, who can't lay it in. And now we're going to have a jump ball, and it'll go to the Taos area Braves.
That was a lot of things in about 5 seconds.
No one wanted the basketball. 14-10, Taos. Klein will inbound. Underneath the bucket, gets it into Hopkins. It's popped up in the air and saved off the back of the backboard by Roscommon, but so that'll stay with Taos.
25 seconds, plenty of time, plenty of time.
Klein looking inbound again underneath. Tries to fire it up top. It's tipped and stolen. Pratt gets a steal here for Roscommon. He'll work his way up the court. 20 seconds remaining. Gets across half court. Drives inside. Euro step. Layup too strong. Bigford a rebound. No good. And then pulled down by Hopkins of the Braves. 10 seconds remaining. Edwards into the lane. He'll go up through the contact. A floater off the window and in. 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Pratt's got to get it up from half court. He doesn't see the time, and that'll end the first quarter. Taos with the lead, 16-10 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Come on, 16-10, Taos after one. This game brought to you in part by Edward Jones of East Taos, Metal Lodge of Taos City, and Neiman's Family Market of Taos City. The energy of the Braves was fantastic in that first quarter. Right side, Griffiths for Roscommon. They start with the basketball, trailing by six. Left side, Hamina. The big point guard drives inside through a lot of contact. No call. Goes up at the rim. No good. A lot of contact again. Offensive rebound. Bigford too strong. And then rebound out of bounds. Knocked out by Roscommon. And the Braves will get the basketball. Woo, that was a lot of contact right in front of us here.
Yeah, the physicality is getting pretty big here inside these inside the paint, especially.
Roscommon into that 1-2-2 press, and they knock it out of bounds. No, it's saved. Okay, now they're going to say it's out of bounds. Okay, so Talis should get a reset on the 10.
Yeah, great hustle by the Bucks, though, not letting anything get to the, not even get letting them allowing them to get to midcourt.
Edwards, Kleino. To Klein, they do break the press. Klein inside, layup, he lost it going up. And Bigford couldn't hang on to the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Taos basketball.
Well, I mean, you know, one step forward, one step back, and one more step forward. So really much ado about nothing on that play. Taos retains the possession.
Leading scorer of our first quarter was Noah Hopkins. He had 6 points. Bondle inbound. Edwards in the corner for three. A little bit long. Offensive rebound, Hopkins. Kicks it out, Edwards, mid-range jumper off the window, and it spins in.
And coincidentally, Noah Hopkins has 6 or 7 rebounds now.
7 rebounds?
Yes.
Whoa.
Lots of rebounds. There's been lots of shots in this game so far.
Yes, there has. Not a lot of makes, especially down here on this end, as Roscommon with only 10 points. 18-10, Taos up top, Hamino straight on three, knock it down. Makes it 18-13. Braves still with the lead, Kleino. And Edwards break the press. Edwards goes behind his back into Klein. Klein lost it. Good rip down low. Ball rolling around on the ground. And
wow.
The Braves do come away with it.
About
up
six
top, Edwards
touched it.
Thought about a three. Left side to Bond. He'll drive baseline. Kick it back up top to Colino. Colino drives left side, kick out right side, Edwards. Gets a screen, works against it, spins into the lane. Back up top, Colino to the short corner, and the Braves will reset it up top with James Bond. Right side, Ruben Edwards. Screen by Colino. Inside to Colino, pick and roll, layup, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Griffiths for Roscommon. And slowly bringing it up is Beaver. Right side, Griffiths back up top to Beaver. Mason Beaver gets a screen, drives in, thought about the mid-range jumper, Hammond a corner three. No good, and another rebound for Noah Hopkins and the Braves. Ruben Edwards will dribble through the lane. Go up at the rim, through the contact, no good. Offensive rebound, Klein, no good. And now we've got a ball knocked out of bounds off of Tawas. And Roscommon will grab that. And with 5:20 remaining in the second, it's 18-13 Tawas. Roscommon with the basketball in this district quarterfinal.
Blistering pace by both these teams. They've slowed down a little bit in the second quarter, but they, for the most part, have just been...
Griffiths steps into a mid-range jumper way too long. Rebound pulled down by James Bond. Ruben Edwards brings it up for the Braves. Right side Bond, screen from Hopkins. Bond will work in, kick out to Colino. Now left side Edwards. They'll run the same action on the other side. It's a pick and roll on the side, and they go to the right side. Klein, deep three. Little short, and a rebound pulled down by Hamina. Gets it to Mason Beaver for Roscommon. Drives in, layup, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Klein, and here come the Braves.
Not pressing anymore right now is the Bucks.
Up top to Nick Klein, 4.5 to play in the second, 18-13 Tawas. Pass inside, poked away, rolling around, and it's going to be grabbed by Roscommon. Driving inside 21, he is fouled. No, an offensive foul. They're going to say he pushed off. That was Carub. Joshua Carub's going to pick up an offensive foul, and that is surprising.
Yeah, I agree with that. It didn't necessarily look like a push-off to me. I thought it was a good contact by Tawas, but they'll take it, obviously.
Back into that 1-2-2 press. Yep. Klein will inbound, got it to Velasco. No one really behind him. Velasco rushed the pass down low to Hopkins and threw it behind him. Hopkins was cutting in.
Yeah, they had three Bucks beat and just a little too fast on it. A little too excited about that pass.
Turnover's a problem for the Braves. How many is that for them now?
That'll be 9-3.
That's nine turnovers,
nine,
yeah.
9 is Tawas, 3 to Roscommon.
Carub kicks outside to Mason Beaver. Beaver for Roscommon has on the right wing up top. Deep three, no good for Hamina. Saved, though, back to Hamina. Nice job diving into the stands there for Green. Mason Green dove in. Now a reach-in foul picked up here by the Braves. His first break of the game.
Yeah, a lot better on the foul category. Just under 4 minutes here, and only have one foul compared to four last quarter.
Hamina has it on the right wing for Roscommon. Up top, Griffiths. Griffiths back to Hammond, a left wing, another three. That one's no good. Rosenau will run it down for a rebound for the Braves. The Braves still lead 18-13, only 2 points in the quarter. This quarter's only 3-2. Roscommon, we're more than halfway through it. Rosenau gets a screen. Up top to Smith. Hand off to Bond, who he will set a screen for. Back up top to Klein. Klein left side, Velasco. Klein will set a screen for him, and yet Klein's going to get a push off on that screen. A moving screen here by Nick Klein will send it to Roscommon.
Yeah, look at his momentum, just kept him going. He didn't mean to actually push him, but he kind of went through the guy. Can't do that in basketball. Another turnover by Tawas. That'll make their 10th.
He'll give kind of a look of man-to-man full court, but back out of it.
Defense has prevailed in the second quarter, like you just said about the scoring.
Hamina drives in, mid-range jumper. That's good.
And it seems like the offense definitely is going to run through number zero, Ben Hamina, here for the Bucks. That's the guy they're wanting to get it to.
Rosenau lost it, able to get it back, though, and get it to Nick Klein as he dove on the floor. 18-15, Tawas still with the lead. Edwards, open right wing three. That's too long. Rebound pulled down by Griffiths. Sawyer Griffiths for Roscommon. And with 2:30 to play in our first half, it's 18-15. For the tie, no good by Beaver. And rebound pulled down by Nick Klein of Taos. Klein hands it off to Edwards. Edwards up top, works left side to Rosano. Rosano gets a screen from Noah Smith and pass way too high for Smith and picked off. Here comes Beaver. Beaver into the lane. Kick to the corner. Three for the tie. Knock it down.
Beautiful transition right there by the Bucks, tying this game up.
Ben Hamina again ties it at 18 here on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Seymour's Home Decor Center of East Dallas, Randy's Towing of Northeast Michigan, Janice Tire and Auto of East Dallas and Oscoda, and Kevin Hummer accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas. Stick around for halftime coming up in a minute and 40 seconds, brought to you by Northern Power Sports of Mile. Dallas with the basketball. It's 18-18. Left side, James Bond gets a screen from Smith. Up top, Noah Hopkins. Right side, Edwards. Open right wing three. No good, but an offensive rebound by Rosano. Kicks it out to James Bond. Bond dribbles through some pressure, lost it, and it's picked off by Roscommon. And then thrown onto the ground, but Griffiths recovers it, and it's up top to Beaver for Roscommon. Left side, Ben Hamina.
Not having any success penetrating into the paint here in the second quarter.
Hamina pulls up for three, no good. Noah Smith pulls down the rebound for the Braves. Here comes Tallis. Rosenhill will bring it up. Go left side, Reuben Edwards. Edwards drives to the lane, and he is fouled.
Smart.
They're going to say on the floor.
Yeah, smart defense by the Bucks. They're just not allowing the easy buckets now. They have all these fouls to give. Force them to do when they have the fast break. Force them not to be able to get it.
We are under a minute to go in the first half, or in the second quarter. Two players have scored in this quarter, one on each team. Bond inbound to Edwards. It's knocked out of bounds off of Roscommon. Hamina has all 8 points in the quarter for Roscommon. Edwards has the only two here for Tallis. That is it.
Yeah.
That is our quarter. Tied at 18, under a minute to go in the quarter.
Defenses have been stifling.
Edwards has it on the left wing. The freshman for Tallis. Couple of dribbles, works his way up top. He's back by the half court line. Now he'll drive inside, lay it up, too strong. And we've got a foul here on the Braves as Hopkins pretty much clobbered. Number one, that is Mason Beaver in the back of the head going for that rebound.
Yeah, Beaver was the only one close to that rebound, and about two Braves jumped on him trying to get it. So easy foul call by the refs.
Again, energy.
Yeah,
the energy
absolutely
is there. And it's just causing a couple of problems. The third foul on the Braves. Aaron Stone will check in for Tallis. He'll go get Noah Hopkins. It was going to be Noah somebody, whether it was Smith or Hopkins. And he's going to go get Noah Hopkins. 44.5 seconds remaining in the half. 18-18 in this district quarterfinal. Hamina with the basketball up top. Works against Edwards. Goes to Beaver on the right wing. Up top, Griffiths. Left wing now is number 11, Barnes. Barnes drives inside. Layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Stone. Stone will hand it off to Rosano, and the Braves are 20 seconds. Get it to Edwards. Edwards jogs up the court into the lane. Then he is grabbed, and so that is going to be a foul on Roscommon. And now with 19 seconds left, here are the Braves. I think you think about making sure that you take the final shot of the half.
Yeah, and they're not letting Edwards do anything at this point. They've realized that Edwards is kind of an issue, and they're just hacking him before he gets in a shooting motion, and then it stagnates the offense. That's what, at least in the second quarter.
Bond will look to inbound, gets it into Edwards. Edwards drive, hop step, and had the ball lost, but it's recovered by Bond. Bond goes up top, Rosenhill, 11 seconds remaining in the half.
And like I said, just take the final shot, like you said, rather, excuse me.
Now 5 seconds, Rosenhill's going to have to pull up. No inbound, and it's kicked with 2.4 seconds.
Saying it's
Wow, they're going to say that was kicked by Noah Smith. But now another official thing. That was pretty clearly kicked by Tawa, or by Roscommon. They're going to fix that. And, yeah, now we got it right. Okay, we're good. They got it right. So with 2.4 seconds left now, it'll be inbounded by Tawa. They will look to get a catch-and-shoot situation here. Rosenau will throw to Edwards. Open left wing three. Too good or no good. Too long. And we go to halftime. We are tied at 18 here in the Division III District 68 quarterfinal on Hits FM, your power station for sports. About to start our second half. Let's take it through the first half stats here. Leading scorer in the game is Ben Hamina for Roscommon. He had 10 points, and no one else really came that close to him, as Sawyer Griffiths had three, and then Mason Green and Toby Bigford each had two. Mason Beaver had a singular point. For Tawas, Noah Hopkins and Ruben Edwards had six. James Bond and Nick Klein had three. That gets us to 18-18.
And over on the boards, Noah Hopkins has nine in the first half, followed by Nicholas Klein with six. Then we got two from James Bond, two from Kyle Valesco, one from Aaron Stone, two from Caden Rosnow. The big thing, though, is the turnovers are currently 12-4 in the favor, I guess we'll call it, of Tawas.
Rosenau opens the second half with a three-point attempt, rims out, rebound pulled down by Beaver. Here comes Roscommon. Up top, Ben Hamina. The only player for Roscommon to score in that second quarter, Ben Hamina. Hamina drives inside, goes up at the rim, and we have an offensive, a block foul, blocking foul on Tawas. Looked like at first I thought I saw the arm go, and I was like, offensive foul, that'd be insane, but definitely a foul on Hopkins there.
And another note is a lot more fouls called on Tawas right now than Len Roscommon. Roscommon has not put Tawas to the line, I believe.
They're going to say it's a shooting foul for Ben Hamina. He's at the line shooting two, misses the first. This game brought to you in part by Sobeck's Home Medical of Tawas City, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, and North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas.
Hamina gets ready to take the second shot. Off the dribble. He's going to miss it. Oh, it goes in. Bounced up and down, so it's got a one-point lead, 19-18 for the Bucks. First lead for them, I believe, in a long time.
11 points in the game now for Hamina. Edwards has the basketball up top for Tawas, left side. Rosenau gets a screen from Kleino, works with it, and now will drive, get cut off, drive inside, kick Kleino, corner three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Ben Hamina. Here comes Roscommon. Right side, Beaver. Now to the corner, up top Beaver, left side Griffiths, to the corner, that is Hamina, back up top to Griffiths, knocked away by Quinn Kleino. On our sister station, WKJC, they've reached halftime, and it is Gladwin 31, Ogemaw Heights 25. Much higher scoring than we have here. 19-18, made it into our third.
Our first quarter was really nice. And a turnover here by number 20. An easy layup. It's going to be in. That's going to be number 20 for Tawas. Nicholas Klein off the steal. Excellent move to get Tawas the lead back.
Yeah, he was by himself going to the rim. 20-19, Tawas. Griffiths drives inside. Too strong on the layup. Rebound pulled down by Klein. Man, Roscommon has missed a ton of layups today. Right side, Edwards for Tawas. Dribbles up top. Now goes to Bond. Deep left wing. Pulls up for three. That ball might have gotten partially blocked. Hopkins will fight for a rebound. And no, it's going to go to Mason Green. And Green had it poked away by Hopkins, who came from behind.
The turnovers are folding the other way. It's been Tawas turning it over. Now it's the Bucks.
Edwards drives inside and makes a left-handed layup.
Just dissects the defense there in the paint. What they could not do in the second quarter was just that.
22-19, Tawas. Left side, that is Carib. Carib drives inside, and he is rejected, but Quinn Kleino caught him with the body.
Yeah, I think the shot was a little too high, and his follow-through got him.
Joshua Carib will go to the line.
But I like that both teams are going inside. They're attempting what they could not do in the second quarter. They're attempting to get the inside presence early on in the third.
First free throw is up and too long.
And that's another thing. They can't make free throws.
Nobody can make free throws
exactly.
Right now. No one can make anything that isn't. Layups are tougher. And no one's making anything in this
Not
game.
Really.
That's where we have seen a lot of misses, okay? No one is really succeeding at a whole lot right now. Three-point percentage, actually not bad. But
yeah.
2 points and free throws, we're struggling. Carew's second shot also too long, but an offensive rebound grabbed by Mason Green as it went all the way out to the three-point line. Sawyer Griffiths has it left wing for Roscommon. Drives inside, up on Hopkins, too short. Rebounded by Noah Hopkins, and then he threw it away. Beaver got it, no good, and Noah Hopkins another rebound. He gets it up to Reuben Edwards. Edwards drives in, and now there's going to be a blocking foul as physicality picks up, and Reuben Edwards now getting a couple of these calls.
Yeah, he wasn't getting anything early on, yeah.
Which I'm fine with either one, to be honest with you. I'm fine with letting it go and it being physical. I'm fine with
calling
it.
You just got to be consistent. Make sure you're consistent to whatever one you decide.
Yeah, whatever one you want to go with, that's fine. Just we got to make sure we choose one. I don't want all of a sudden, if now they're going to switch to this in the second half, leave it this way where you're going to call blocking fouls. Don't switch it on us in the fourth quarter, please.
Yeah, especially a game like this, 18-18 to start. You don't want to
force the
end result, I guess.
Carew, bounce pass inside to Klein. He got turned around, couldn't lay it in. Rebound comes down to Bigford. Toby Bigford for Roscommon. Gets it to Beaver. Beaver thought about the pull-up three. Dribbles in for mid-range two. No good. Offensive rebound, though, saved right to Talis. Talis leads 22-19. Left wing, James Bond for three. Too long. Got the bounce, but it still didn't go. Rebound comes down to Beaver. Beaver quickly up four to Hamina. Hamina drives inside. He is harassed. Kick out to Beaver. Right side, Griffiths. Griffiths for three in the tie. Knock it down.
Nice ball movement there. Patience on the Bucks, getting the guy open that they needed for the shot, and it knocks it down.
Tied at 22. 5 minutes to play in the third. Reuben Edwards has it. Goes right side to Bond. Screen from Hopkins. Bond thought about the three. We'll go up top instead to Klein. Inside to Velasco, who is open, just doesn't look for the basketball, gets hit in the back with it, and it's stolen by Roscommon.
Yeah, just not aware there by Velasco. Wasn't expecting the pass. Bounces off the back of his head.
Griffiths has it on the right wing. Up top to Beaver. Mason Beaver now right side to Carew. Carew up top to Bigford. Slowing it down a little bit as they now go right side. That's Hamina. Back to Griffiths. Griffiths drives inside. Kick out Bigford. Mid-range jumper. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Noah Hopkins.
Hopkins is a beast on the boards today, guys.
Right side, Velasco, open three. Knock it down.
Beautiful ball movement. Beautiful pass there. Wide open. Knocks it down. Gets this three-point lead for Tawas.
25-22 Braves into Bigford. Bigford goes up at the rim. Short. But an offensive rebound. Hamina, he lost it. And they're going to say it sticks with Roscommon.
Just kind of rolled off of Hamina there. I think they're saying it's going to bounce off of
Klein.
Yeah.
Hamina checks out for the first time in the game. Griffiths, pump fake a three, steps in, mid-range jumper, got a nice roll off the window.
Yeah. Nice move.
He's got five in the quarter.
Nice move to break the defender off of him. Get the shot out wide open.
25-24, Talis. Screen from Klein for Edwards. He goes working against it. Kick out to Klein, who now runs baseline. Steps into a three. Short. He was fading away from it, and rebound comes down to Toby Bigford for Roscommon.
Roscommon is finally getting boards. They didn't get very many boards comparative to Tawas in the first half. A little more in their favor.
Griffiths, right wing three. Barely caught front iron. Rebound pulled down by Edwards. Then knocked out of bounds by Pratt. Freshman's got to learn to be strong with the basketball. Almost turned that one over there.
Yeah. But he's also a freshman. I mean, his body isn't growing as much as these seniors and the junior that they have on their starting.
Ben Hammond, I got, what, about a 28-second break there?
Maybe.
Right back into the game. 25-24
Towers. And that's about it.
That's what they got him. They got him a drink. 25-24 Towers. 3 minutes to play here in the third. In this district quarterfinal, winner will play Oscoda on Wednesday. Up top, Klein for three, straight away, rimmed out, but it gets his own rebound as it goes off of Bigford. Now he drives, layup, short, and it's pulled down by Pratt for Roscommon.
Some unlucky rolls there, not allowing the ball to go down.
Hamina drives baseline, up at the rim, short. My gosh, we are struggling with layups today. Edwards brings it down. Kick to Velasco, pump fake a three. Kick to the corner, Bond open for three. No good. Rebound saved right to Klein.
Klein losing it underneath the rim. Kick out. Edwards a three straight on. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nick Klein. Offensive rebound knocked out of bounds by Ross Common.
The chaos that just happened in front of us, folks.
This is playoff energy. This is district basketball. It's Dallas ball, and we've got a timeout for the Braves. 2:03 to play in the third quarter, 25-24. Dallas on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
High school basketball on Hits FM, brought to you in part by Bob Bush Manufacturing in Dallas City and Aungre, Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Oscoda, and Shermer Construction of East Dallas.
A high energy, high octane game right now that we have. 10 minutes remain, just over.
25-24 Dallas. They have the basketball, triggering underneath. Goes to Reuben Edwards. Edwards out by the half-court line, setting up the offense. See what they drew up in this timeout. Screen by Klein, up top Hopkins. Hopkins left wing to Bond. Bond will drive baseline and had it poked away. Ben Hamina gets a steal. Here comes Roscommon. Up the floor, knocked away by Edwards, and here come the Braves. Nick Klein with the basketball. And he sees no numbers and smartly will reset the offense.
Lots of turnovers.
Edwards steps in to Hopkins. Back to Edwards. Can't get the layup to go.
Whew.
Rebound comes down to Roscommon. Here comes Hamina. Right wing Griffiths. Three-pointer. Good.
Nice. Just used wide open. There was no defender on it. They're trying to pressure on the uptake. And wide open there for that three.
What a swing. A missed layup. And then a wide-open three puts Roscommon up 27-25. Griffiths has 8 points in the quarter, 11 in the game. Klein drives, goes to the rim, lays it up, we're tied.
Nice there, got the alley there in the paint, navigated perfectly to get that layup, tied this game back up.
Hamina three, no good. Rebound, Nick Klein. Here come the Braves. Edwards going to bring it up across half court. Had it poked away from behind and turned over to Roscommon. And now we've got a foul, and that's actually okay on Bond. As that stops a fast break with only 34 seconds left in the quarter. It's only the third foul of the quarter on the Braves.
Yeah, smart decision there. Get everyone set. Take a breath. Because these kids don't have any time to breathe, it seems, when they're playing on the court.
Tied at 27, 30 seconds to go in the third. Low scoring battle. And Roscommon might be holding for one. They're just playing the weave out front by the half court line, and I think they are just setting up for one shot here. They're going to get it to Hamina. He looks up at the clock. Now handoff to Pratt. You got to think it'll be Hamina or Griffiths who gets this shot. Griffiths gets it. Three-pointer up, no good. Edwards will get the rebound. No, it comes down to Pratt and lays it up. No good. Offensive rebound. And no, did not get it up before the third quarter buzzer. He made the layup, but it is not in time. And so at the end of three, we are tied at 27 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Tied at 27, about to start our fourth quarter of play in this district quarterfinal. Winner plays Oscoda on Wednesday. And, Brian, this game really, I think, is going to come down to which team takes a breath and doesn't make a big mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roscommon starts with the basketball, goes to Beaver. Beaver drives by Rosano and lays it in.
Yeah,
and it's now a two-point lead, 29-27, Roscommon.
Yeah, defense wasn't set there. They weren't quite ready. Good penetration there to get the easy bucket, which have not been fewer and far between, we'll call it.
Nothing has been easy today. Rosano blocked from behind by Beaver. Roscommon with the basketball. Gets it to Hamina. Hamina, pull-up three straight on, barely off front rim. Klein gets the rebound for the Braves. Had it knocked away by Pratt, who throws it back in, and it's grabbed by Beaver. Behind the back to Pratt. Up top, Hamina for three. Good!
Wow, what a series of events to start this quarter. Excellent ball movement here, and the gym is alive now. The biggest lead, I believe, the Bucks have had all game.
What a series there by Roscommon. 32-27. Edwards a deep three to answer. No good. Rebound pulled down by number 30 for Roscommon. David Jensen making his first appearance. They go into Jensen. Works on Hopkins. Turn is up and good. Seven in a row to start the quarter for Roscommon. Timeout, Talus. And the gym comes alive. We were waiting for the energy from Roscommon. Here it is. The Braves will take a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. This is what I was talking about. Which team in the fourth quarter is going to step up, make some plays early on? Roscommon with the straight 7 points off of a Braves turnover in there, too.
Yeah, a minute and 17 seconds and 7 points in that. Just clinical defense, or just good defense, and just the offense has been clinical on those 7 points. Talas just needs to take a breath. Like you said, whoever takes a breath calms down. They can't let this get rushed. This game is far from over. You got six, almost 7 minutes left. Calm down. Play good D, get good shots. You'll be right back in it.
Remember, our magic number of the day was 46.
I don't know if we'll hit that.
I don't think we're going to get to 46.
No.
I told you we were going to be low scoring today, and
See, I was right in the fact that the offenses were going to work. They just haven't hit the shots.
That's a good. We have missed a lot of open ones. That's
yeah,
for
I
sure.
I mean, there's a ton of rebounds on my page here.
Talas with the basketball. They need an answer. Rosano gets a screen from Kalino. Goes up top. Hopkins swings it left side to Edwards. Maybe get the ball in the hands of Nick Klein. I think that's who should have it. Here's Nick Klein. Thought about the three. Probably could have taken it and then turns it over, trying to get it into Hopkins. It's picked off. Beaver will bring it up for Roscommon. 6:15 to play. Roscommon has scored all seven in this quarter. Now it's a turnover. And out of bounds. Hopkins going to get credit for a steal here as he knocked it away. And then it's rolled over on by Jensen, and Roscommon rolls out of bounds. And so Talas basketball trailing by seven. Again, 7-0 run to start the quarter by Roscommon.
Yeah, previously they only had been up by two the entire game, and now they have opened that up to seven as their biggest lead. When
Edwards drives, throws it way too low for Noah Hopkins. Threw it right off the big man's knee. How many turnovers is that for the Braves?
19. 19 turnovers to 8.
Well, there's a big situation right there.
Yes,
19
sir.
To 8. Braves are going to go to full court man here. Roscommon gets by it pretty easily. 34-27, Roscommon, 5:45 to play in the game. Pratt up top to Green. Green right side to Beaver. Up top to Pratt again. Left wing, Hamina. Back up top, and Roscommon swinging it around. They can slow it down a little bit. Left wing, Pratt drives baseline, up at the rim. Got it with a foul!
Opportunity here to make it a double-digit lead by the Bucks.
Hopkins came over way too late.
Yeah.
And slammed Pratt down, who's got a chance to, like you just mentioned, Brian, push the lead to double digits. Starts to slip away a little bit from Talas. They need an answer. Pratt's free throw is up and got the roll.
See how they respond. Just over 5 minutes left, down 10.
10-0 run to start the quarter. We were tied at 27 at the end of three. Again, the Braves have pretty much controlled the whole way, and Klein's going to kick it, and it's going to go all the way across the court, and it's a turnover. For a minute, I mean, that was an over and back either way. I don't know why they...
I thought it was off of 20 on White, but I guess I might have been wrong. But yeah, another turnover. That's number 20.
Inbound to Pratt. Left wing for Roscommon. Right side, Hamina. Works against the freshman, Edwards. Goes inside. Pass to Pratt. Pratt lays it up and in. Wasn't intended to go to Pratt, but a loose ball got to him.
Yeah, bounced off of the face of a Talas defender.
Yeah, 20, Green just turned, and the ball hit off the face of Noah Hopkins and went right to Pratt. It's a 12-point lead, 12-0 run. Edwards drives inside, lays it up and in.
All right, stops the bleeding a little bit. Defense has to start working now.
10 points for Reuben Edwards. Makes it 39-29. Drive inside, Pratt. Can't get it to go. Rebound grabbed by Nick Klein and Talas. He'll get it to Rosano. And here come the Braves. And Rosano goes behind his back and lost it. And now it's a foul on Caden Rosenow.
Well, it stops the fast break, so it stops 2 points.
This game is brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Tawas City, Kohl's Appliance of Tawas City and Lincoln, and Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda.
Yeah, the worst case scenario for Tawas has happened here, just over 4 minutes, 4:20. Down by 10, they gotta flip it real quick.
Beaver will inbound to Pratt. They'll work the length of the court. Velasco, who checked in for Klein, guards Pratt. And rips the ball away, gets a steal. Velasco to Edwards, 4 minutes to play. Tawas down 10, 39-29. Edwards to the corner. Bond, corner three, needs the rim, no good. And rebound comes down to Pratt. Good shot, that's a shot you want.
Yeah.
Beaver, right side, Pratt. Pratt inside, wide open, Green underneath, plays it in.
Great job just pulling the defense to the perimeter. He sneaks inside, gets that easy bucket.
41-29, Roscommon with the big lead, and Sawyer Griffiths now checks in for Toby Bigford. Dallas needs to find a way to stop the bleeding. And that magical 46 number is creeping up on us.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we might have spoke too soon.
Tawas has only won one game where they've given up 45 points or more. They've lost 17. Kleino drives inside, throws, it's out of bounds. And another turnover for the Braves.
Yeah, just the physicality of this defense on the Bucks is they're not allowing anything. All these passes are contested. They're physically on them. They're not getting anything cleanly away, and it's unfortunately showing up on the score sheet.
Roscommon will inbound, go right side. Hamina back to Pratt as they work across half court. Velasco pokes it away, but Roscommon recovers. Hamina has it way out by the logo. Right side, Sawyer Griffiths. Inside to Pratt. Pratt drives up on Hopkins, no good. Velasco will pull down the rebound. 3 minutes to play, 41-29, Roscommon. Edwards, right side. Bounce pass to Smith, back to Edwards. Works his way back to the three-point line, drives inside, nothing there, and then he's fouled.
Yeah, great discipline by this Bucks team. Like I said, we have not seen a free throw, I believe, from Tawas the entire game. They're just not fouling. Well, they're fouling smartly, I guess is a better way to say it, honestly.
Velasco inbound underneath, goes to Hopkins right by the rim, lays it in.
I mean, even that shot's contested. It's not an easy layup. It's right under the net. Nothing is coming easy to these guys.
Timeout, Roscommon will take one with them. 41-31, 2:49 to play on Hits FM, your power station for sports. .249 left here in our fourth quarter. Roscommon got the big run they needed. Real quick, one other score to pass along. So, by the way, the first score in this one was 62-20. Charlton Heston beat Whittemore Prescott to advance. We know that Mayo beat Fairview. I saw their coach post something, but I have no idea what the score was. And Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian beat Rogers City 48-44.
That's a close game right there.
Here we have 41-31. Roscommon with the basketball in the lead. Inbound to Hamina. Hamina across to Beaver. Gets it up across half court. Bounce past Beaver. Beaver drives inside. Kick to the corner. Griffiths corner three. Short. Offensive rebound, though, by Green. And a foul coming on Tawas. Be their third of the quarter. And they're going to have to start thinking about doing that more.
Yeah. Yeah, 2:36 remain, down 10. I mean, honestly, let them shoot those long shots. They haven't been that successful, and hopefully you got to start getting the rebounds off it, though, to get the possession back in you.
Yeah, offensive rebounds and turnovers are going to be two huge things when they look back at this tape. And a turnover here by Roscommon. As Pratt just lost it, dribbling through the lane.
Just tripped over himself, and then the ball kind of went out of bounds as he guided it.
2:27 to play. Tawas needs quick buckets. Nick Klein checks back in. Edwards brings it across half court. Drives inside. Layup good.
Well, that's one quick bucket.
The freshman having a nice night.
Oh, you can't
points.
Let that happen, though.
Griffiths wide open down the lane, and Noah Smith will
good
just
foul.
Take the foul.
Yeah, good foul. Easy bucket. You got one to give.
Yeah, can't allow layups.
Yeah.
Can't allow them.
Yeah.
No, that's a good foul. Noah Smith, and did it smartly. Didn't push him, just raked down on the arms. He's not going to get an intentional foul for that. Just a good, hard, clean foul.
Yes, sir.
Which that we're okay with. 8-point game. Roscommon has struggled at the line today. As I say, that Griffiths makes it. As I try to will a miss into existence there. Second free throw coming for Griffiths to make it a 10-point lead again. That's a little short. Smith pulls down the rebound. So Braves get what they need. Now can they get quick buckets out of it? 9-point game. Edwards going to pull up for three. A little long. And Hamina gets it for Roscommon. He'll slow it up. Under 2 minutes to play. Beaver with it. Left side Hamina. And now if you're the Braves, you might as well start fouling inside. Up top Pratt. He'll shoot a mid-range jumper. No good. And knocked out of bounds by Roscommon.
You can't let the Bucks get inside when they're getting those rebounds. Like they had position. Luckily it went off of number 20. That's Mason Green for the turnover, but
Braves going to need a three-pointer to fall here at some point. Bond drives inside, has to just fade away as he gets bumped off his spot. No good air ball, and with 1:25 remaining, Roscommon with the basketball leading by 9. Pass inside Griffiths, down low, Green got it with the foul. And that is a dagger.
Yep. I mean, three quarters of equal basketball, and then the fourth quarter kind of just is getting away from Tawas here. It's unfortunate, but it's kind of how their season's been.
They're going to come up just a bit short today. Free throw by Green. No good. Rebound by Hopkins. Here comes Rosenau for the Braves. He'll pull up for three. Off the side of the rim, Pratt will get the rebound for Roscommon. Gets it right side to Beaver. Now a foul by Velasco. We'll send Beaver to the line. 44-33, 101 to play. Kleino and Klein will check in here for the Braves. They might be pulling a senior or two off the floor. First free throw is up. And no good. Bond and Velasco check out. Couple of seniors. Second free throw also no good. Hopkins pulls down the rebound. Under a minute to play. Edwards dribbles up through the lane. Had it poked away, but Quinn Kleino comes down to it. Out to Rosenau. He'll try a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Kleino goes up at the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Green of Roscommon. And then wide open to the rim is Hamina. And then a late foul by Klein as Hamina lays it in. Hamina went. He wanted to dunk it.
Yeah.
That was his goal. Klein made sure that didn't happen. Hamina lays it in. He'll get one more at the line. And Tawas empties the bench. Bond checks in. Jenkins checks in. Walter checks in. Rosenau, a senior, will check out. Nick Klein, senior, will check out. Reuben Edwards, the freshman, will check out. As Roscommon's going to use a big fourth quarter to put this one away. As it's 47-33, and we have well passed now our magical 46 number.
Yep.
Tawas only won one game this year, and they gave up 46 or more, and it's going to stay one game. Quinn Kleino, left side, James Bond. Bond works to the right side still. Walter gets him a screen. Up top, Hopkins, left side, Kleino. 15 seconds remaining. Kleino works down the baseline. Pass down low to Hopkins. It was stolen by Pratt. Pratt up to Hammond. Hammond is going to try it again, and nope, couldn't quite throw it down. And it's going to roll off to Walter, and that will end our game.
Roscommon moves on. They will take on the Oscoda Owls on Wednesday. Our final score, Roscommon 47, Taos 33 on Hits FM, your power station for sports.